John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This gentleman is going to be at Punchline Philadelphia tonight and tomorrow night. Oh, sorry, tomorrow and Saturday. Oh, no, I'll get this right sooner or later, Jared. One show tonight, tomorrow and Saturday. There are two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. Tickets are always available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. His first time in the studio, but not this isn't your first time in Philadelphia, is it?
I've been to Philly before, but it's really good to be back. Uh-huh. I love Philly, great town. I'm a Penn Stater, so, you know, yes, they play that annoying lion growl every 4 seconds if you go to a game or anywhere you go, you hear it. We're the best and the worst at the same time, the Penn State people. We are annoying and fun all at the same time. I know, like, half of my world is Philly, half is Pittsburgh, and you know, I moved to New York after that, but I have a love for the Philly people are like the street smart, like fun friends, and then like Pittsburgh's like the slower version of them. Yeah. You know, it's like that's kind of how it goes.
I get Pittsburgh people upset all the time because I always refer to it as where the sky is brown and yellow and the plants are as smart as the people.
Yes. Yeah, they put fries in their sandwiches. They're disgusting animals. So, you know, that's okay. You know, we're a little more civilized on the East Coast, but it's good to be back. I'm pumped to do shows here.
I'm glad you came in this morning. Now, I don't know all that much about you. Okay. Are you married? You single?
I got a girlfriend. Uh-huh. We're newish.
You're newish. Okay.
Yeah. We're at that period of time where neither of us want to say when it started.
Okay.
You know, like if someone was like, "Well, when did you get together?" Like we would have two different dates. It's one of those situations, but we're having fun. It's good.
All right. Now, a name like Freed, I'm going to assume that you have a Jewish mother.
Oh my God. Is this a trap? I don't know. Is this how you get rid of the Jews here? Is this what happens? Don't do this. J-O-O. Yeah, that's true. Mom and dad.
Right. Real. Okay. All right. And how are they with your dating situation?
They love it. They've been too supportive. My mom, you know, Jewish mom, you know, is like, it's almost too much. You know,
Does she follow her on Facebook?
She gets too involved. It's all a thing. She does the thing where she wants me going Jewish. That's her big thing.
Most people call that guilt, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's a form of guilt, but then she'll be like, you know, if you're dating someone new, she'll go, "Oh, what's her name?" And you're like, "Oh, I'll do the thing where I'll see how annoying I can make her." So I'll go, "Her name's Jess." And she'll go, "Cool. What's her last name?" And you're like, "I know what you're getting at, Gestapo, crazy person." It's like, just to see how far she'll go.
But you've switched. You said you have a podcast where you give dating advice.
I give dating advice. So I have two podcasts, which is the most embarrassing thing that can come out of your mouth. That's like saying you're a vegan virgin. It's like, we got to hear about both of these now. I have two podcasts, J Train Podcast, U Up Podcast, and they both are basically Dear Abby type shows.
Okay.
People write in and we give advice, and it's a lot. The U Up is all dating and relationship advice. So
okay.
I'm a product of timing. You know, I'm 34, so when I was in college, Facebook is just coming out, and then I get out of college, there's dating websites, and then there's Tinder, then there's Bumble, and there's all the different ways you can date, then there's Snapchat, Instagram, and how does this all relate to dating? And everyone was kind of pretty lost, you know, and I'm going through it. I'm kind of a test case, so uh-huh. I'm going through these things that you really can't go to your parents for advice. You can't say, "Hey, mom and dad, what does it mean when he likes 10 of my Instagram pictures? What was it like when you dated?" And it's like they're gonna look at you and go, "What are you even talking about?" And for me, I knew what I was doing as a guy who was single was 10% away from the guy you're dating or the one you're seeing. So a lot of women listen to the show because they're saying, "I have this issue with my guy. What do you think about it?" And I'm not listen, I'm not...
Give me an example.
So liking 10 pictures of yours in a row.
Okay.
What does that mean? You know, someone could look at you and go, well, that's nothing. They just liked your pictures. And I would say, no, I've only done that to get a girl's attention online. I've only done that when I go 10... I go a year later and I like 10 in a row. I'm just saying, hello. It's I call it tapping on the window. Just like, hello, I'm here. I want to touch you. And then, you know, that's kind of the new dance of all this internet and social media. How does it relate to our interpersonal relationships? People getting texts and saying they're bad texters. You know, there are guys out there, women and men and women saying, I'm a bad texter. How bad can you be? I'm on my phone every 4 seconds. Are you 100% away from me and you're 8 seconds? So you're 100% different than me. And it's like, okay, we're all not that different. That's the great depressing part of the internet, is we all found out we're all a lot alike. And that's kind of depressing. We're not special snowflakes. We're very similar range. We're very similar raindrops, okay? So that's what, you know, and a lot of these, I call the podcast the luxury issues. Because a lot of these issues right now are things that at the brunch table, someone goes, well, we have more important things to worry about. I don't want to hear about why he didn't text you back. And I'm here to take your question seriously. And to look at it and really dive deep and think about the things that, you know, that your friend goes, well, what about politics? You're like, just stop it. Put it away. You don't know anything. You don't know the difference between your and your, okay? Don't tell me what you know about the Mueller report, okay? I don't need to hear it, okay? Let's talk the Kardashians, let's talk The Bachelor, and let's talk about why he didn't text you back. And those are interesting things to me, you know? So that's, I'm not an expert. I always just say I'm not an expert. I'm just a loud person with an opinion. And, you know, people have been writing in now for 5 years. And I get 50 emails a week, and they're you know, men and women, but a lot of female emails. And it's unbelievable, because we're just trying to give perspective. And I think right now, with dating especially, it's a lonely thing. You're on your phone, you're swiping, and you kind of feel like no one else is going through it with you, when that's not the reality. Everyone's going through very similar things, very similar emotions, and it can be funny. It can be fun, and a lot of people are getting bogged down. You know, like every girl group has this, like, I call her like the dating Nostradamus, who's like, it's the worst it's ever been! Dating in 2019! They turn into this, like, soothsayer that says the world's ending, and it's like, it's not the worst it's ever been. Women were traded for cows at some point. I think it was worse to have your dad look you in the eye and go, we need milk. I think that's a worse dating, you know, reality than you got ghosted. And it's like, now there's all these different terms. Ghosted, you know, zombieing, I call it the tap on the window, helicoptering. It's like, what does this all mean? How does this all relate? How am I going to end up on the porch with someone 90 years from now, you know, rocking back and forth, looking at our grandkids? And that's, you know, it's just talk about the realities. And sometimes these realities are kind of gross. You know, we're four men sitting here looking at each other, smiling. They can't see it at home, but I can tell you, we're all grinning right now because we know how gross we are. And women don't want to hear that. Why is he looking at my Instagram story every single day? He's touching your page. He's touching himself. He's doing a lot of touching. Okay? That's what's going on. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be. I'm the messenger. Don't kill the messenger.
Jared Fried is appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at Punchline Philadelphia. You can always get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. What a pleasure to meet you,
sir. It's a pleasure, man. Right. I'm pumped to be here. Thank you. Come to the show.
The John DeBella Show. No way. Wait. No way. Wait. No way. Wait. Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.